Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, 102 on cable, and streaming at CITR.ca. And now it's time for another relaxing and peaceful 90 minutes of modern music and memory-bending nostalgia. It's time for Son of Night Dreams. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Been commissioned to make a war music that is a music that people will be not only willing but anxious to die to.
At dawn, death came to the hut. The youth tried to face him and hurl a magic object.
Through the water. There are buildings falling.
Hey, the super delicious cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, editor Perry White makes a decision that will bring many exciting moments to the Man of Steel.
From their greatest hits, 77 to 1990, that was Skin Deep. And good afternoon or evening to you. Yes, it's time again for Son of Night Dreams, Jolly John with you till 7:30. And then we'll let Gary Kay in the door here, Radio Free Gack. Guess we better get the fan going here to cool things down. It's muggy everywhere. It's more than just Skin Deep. Yes, just before Long Hauling. Yes, we're off for the long haul here with the Co-Pilots. Got things kicking off there right after the Apostle of Hustle and something called Sign. And if you haven't seen it at your favorite record store yet, I do recommend you pick up the latest edition of Discorder magazine. It's a great one. It's that smaller, thicker magazine from CITR 101.9 FM, supporting Vancouver's independent music community for over 25 years. And now, let's listen to Rodney Britt. He's looking for Colonel Tom who?
Looking for a Colonel Tom Parker. I'm worth $1 million. I'll split it straight down the middle. For the life of the Golden Tuck, I can shake my hips. I can pout my lips. The movie ham, the next sacrificial lamb. Looking for a Colonel Tom Parker. You can make the deal. 50-50, even Steven. Exploit my sex appeal. I can shake my hips. I can pout my lips. The movie ham. The next sacrificial lamb.
Looking for a hound dog, crying all the time.
Can hear the hound dogs howling now. There they are. They're howling for Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton. Now, Willie Mae was part of Johnny Otis's traveling troupe. When time came for her to do a record date, Otis commissioned the young, hot songwriting duo of Lieber and Stoller to come up with some tunes. One of them, Hound Dog, would be later associated with Elvis Presley, although at least seven versions came out between Thornton's in 1953, which you just heard, and Presley's in 1956. Well, to inspire us to do that, we had Rodney Brent. And this CD called Rodney Brent Guitar Splat was recorded in Toronto and Calgary. So we're not sure where he's from exactly. I didn't Google it. Sorry, I didn't have time. Just too busy looking up the music and listening to it. But Rodney Brent performed Looking for Colonel Tom Parker. Okay. Like to say hi to everybody out there who was at Kate's Park in North Vancouver on Saturday afternoon. Wow, there was a lot of picnickers out there, and the storm clouds were brewing, but just after 5:15 to 5:30-ish or so, we had some live music with a great band called The Hermit, and I just wanted to thank The Hermit for a great live show. You know, you can't beat live music when you're outside there sitting by the ocean. You know, there's the inlet just close to Indian Arm, and there are the clouds, and they were swirling around, and I kept thinking, oh my God, is it going to rain? And it wasn't until the band finished playing and I was walking back to my car that the rain hit and the thunder and lightning started. God, Saturday night was insane. I can't believe the bolts of lightning out of the sky. Up Our Way in Burnaby was pretty intense. Anyway, here's, I think they did this song at the concert because Hermit has re-released their album Turn Up the Stereo because they've got a new lead vocalist. Allison has gone back east and Red is the new vocalist. Check them out. Here's Red with The Hermit. This one's called Headcase.
On fire. Mm-hmm. Oh. turns to dust. Up to the temple steps I drive the tour bus. I made mistakes. I let you feel. I never meant to say the universe was really enough.
Optimus Maximus. The Tomorrows at CITR from the album of the same title. Ah, yes, check that out. It's a short CD, two, four, six, eight, 10, 11 songs, but good stuff. Mark Stewart, Tony Kerr, Adrian Buckley, and I talked to Scott Fletcher the other day, and he said, hey, play the title track. I'd love you to do that. Hey, my pleasure, Scott. Hope to hear the Tomorrows someday soon. Before the Tomorrows, the Hermit, Headcase. Thank you, Dwayne, John, and Hamish, and the whole crew, and especially Red, and that remixed version of Turn Up the Stereo. We had Headcase. Yes, Jupiter. Speaking of Jupiter, Optimus Maximus is the bright star low in the southeastern sky. Check it out if you're out there looking up, way, way up. Actually, it's way, way down. It's very low in the southeast. 10 o'clock tonight, that bright star low in the southeast is the planet Jupiter. You can see the moons in a pair of binoculars. Hey, did you celebrate the landing of the first man on the moon last Monday the 20th? Yes, here at CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, we were celebrating for sure. Yes, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin. Now, you know, a lot of people don't realize how close they came to crashing on the moon. You know, very, very close. And, you know, there were alarms going off at around 35,000 feet above the moon's surface, and then again at 2,000 feet. And if you listen to the communication between Neil Armstrong and NASA, Gene Kranz at Capcom, you know, it's starting about 100 feet above the moon, and then at 75 feet, you hear NASA say 60 seconds, which is how many seconds of fuel is left in the lander. And then you hear Neil Armstrong calling out his maneuverings in the Eagle to avoid rocks and debris below. Just after 30 feet, you hear Capcom say 30 seconds. That's how much fuel was left. And now, when they finally touch down, there's probably about 15 seconds of fuel left. And when NASA says you've got a bunch of guys about to turn blue, they're not really kidding, folks. Let's listen in to that fateful day 40 years ago.
50 down at 2.5. 19 forward. Altitude, velocity, light. 3.5 down. 220 feet. 15 forward. 11 forward, coming down nicely. 200 feet. 4.5 down. 5.5 down. 160, 6.5 down, 5.5 down, 9 forward, good, 120 feet, 100 feet, 3.5 down, 9 forward, 5%, 185, 75 feet, that's looking good, down a half, 6 forward.
60 seconds.
Lights on. Down 2.5. Forward. Forward. 40 feet down 2.5. Picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down. Great shadow. 4 forward. 4 forward. Drifting to the right a little. Ready? Down a half.
30 seconds.
Forward. Just contact light. Okay, engine stop. APA at a descent.
Auto
descent. Control both. Auto descent. Engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Whoa, 15 seconds left of fuel, and the Eagle landed on the moon 40 years ago last Monday. Talking to my space buddy, Dr. Bolide, Craig McCaw, he pointed out that in all the years of science fiction, no one mentioned the world would be watching when the first man stepped onto the moon on television. Yeah. Whew, weird. 37 years later, we haven't gone back to the moon. To put into perspective how far we have gone into space, man has only gone as far away as Hope, B.C., into space. That's it. Sadly, Walter Cronkite at age 92 passed away on July 17th. His Go Baby Go on the CBS Evening News as the Saturn lifted off will be remembered forever. And don't forget to check out that movie The Dish, a great Aussie movie from 2000 with Sam Neill. That's the radio telescope that got the signal to us at the last minute. The Eagle is on the moon, and you can see the pictures on NASA Science News. All right, I'm going to take you back now. We're going to get back to planet Earth here. Going to take you back to a few Thursdays ago. The Coliseum, Death Cab for Cutie.
That you can't read just yet. You gotta spend some time, love. You gotta spend some time with me. And I know that you'll find love. I will possess your heart. Slowly pass, and I long for this mirrored perspective. bless your heart. I will possess your heart. Bless your heart.
You that enjoyed the amazing Death Cab for Cutie, even though it was at the Coliseum, which is not exactly your best place for hearing a concert. Wow, they just blew me away. It was my first time seeing the band. Now, I did enjoy hearing the middle band there, but Death Cab was totally just blew me away, though. The thing that was about it was their guitar. Their roadies kept giving their guitars to them after just about every song. They brought them a new guitar. So the guitar player would strum a final note. The note would still be playing. He'd pass his guitar to the roadie. The roadie would give him his new guitar. And by the time the note had stopped, he had the next song started. It was nonstop. Amazing stuff. Death Cab for Cutie. I did enjoy the new Pornographers, but I felt that maybe they just to run out of energy or something, but a good band live, but I like to see them as headliners, or maybe a little more energy. Okay, there we go on the Son of Night Dreams program. I'm Jolly John with you till 7:30 tonight, and then Radio Free GAC hits the airwaves here. There are things in our skies we cannot explain. People are seeing weird lights, strange-shaped objects. Even astronomers are seeing UFOs. And Michael Strainick is with us now, our UFO expert, to give us the latest on what's happening around the world. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening, John.
Well, there are a lot of UFO sightings, more than I've seen in my lifetime of watching and studying this subject. Tell me, what is happening out there right now?
Tons. It's just everywhere. I think for the last 2 weeks, the main thing is lots of light forms being photographed and some solid objects showing up on photographs as well. But they're the type where nothing was seen. People were taking, like, scenery and then saw it later. And you can't discard those because cameras, either film or digital, will pick up things that the human eye can't see. But worldwide, Argentina is still going strong, which makes it about 5 months now. And I think the most bizarre thing we've got here is from Sydney, Australia. And what's interesting about this is it's very localized, but doctors, lawyers, gardeners, teachers, all kinds of people all over the Sydney suburbs are reporting basically the same kind of abduction experience, where they are being taken out of their homes, floated over the city to the Blue Mountains, not too far away, where a UFO lab is hovering, and it's got inside odd-shaped spherical and pyramidal furniture in the operating room. And many of the people going through this are using the same name for this race of beings, and it's something like the Axthadians or something, but this is pretty unique in the annals of UFO history. And strangely enough, about 20 years ago, something similar happened where people were reporting in Australia, but not Sydney, of being floated over the city and then sometimes being on board and seeing the city quite close up. Now, this just came in within the last hour. The Russian Navy has declassified all their UFO reports. So we have some post-Soviet reports and Soviet reports, and I haven't had a chance to look at them yet, but one case in particular, the some divers encountered a group of humanoids, and three of the Soviet soldiers were killed and four were seriously injured. And like last week, we have another tragedy. Dr. Richard Hall, who was big in NICAP, which was the premier UFO organization for many, many decades, and also the Fund for UFO Research, passed away. And this is not good because he was a hard-nosed investigator. And if Dr. Hynek wrote the textbook, Dr. Hall wrote the backup supporting evidence. He wrote the UFO evidence, and about 20 years later, he wrote Volume 2 and also a book called Uninvited Guests. And these were the creme de la creme, the strongest, strongest cases available. Multiple witnesses, radar visuals, the ones high on Hynek's strangeness and probability index. So that's a great loss to the UFO community. And unfortunately, there aren't many people on the horizon that have such a rigid, hard-nosed approach to all this, which we do desperately need. So we've lost yet another great researcher.
Wow, that's sad. I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, okay. Well, Michael, I appreciate your latest in-depth report here on unidentified flying objects on Son of Night Dreams. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Just finished reading the latest edition of the International UFO Reporter. There's a very extensive article about a sighting over Sao Paulo, Brazil, by a pilot who is coming in for a landing with his co-pilot. Actually, the co-pilot made the report. And it brings to mind O'Hare Airport. There's been a lot of UFOs seen over airports lately. That's very interesting.
In the last 6 months especially, large and small airports, and of course the FAA says nothing.
That's right. It's a mystery still. It's almost like nothing's happening. Well, we're going to let people know things are happening every 2 weeks here on Son of Night Dreams. Thank you, Michael Strainick, our UFO expert, for that report. Now let's get back to work here. As if we weren't working anyway. Junior Boys at CITR, Son of Night Dreams. We'll be right back. Gone Dull Care, as inspired by Norman McLaren. Oh, did you send the kids to camp? To summer camp? Oh, I wonder how they're doing.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators, and the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh Mata Fata, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with others. Boys, oh please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mata, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball. Gee, that's better. Mata Fata, kindly disregard this letter.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
We're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Just sitting in the back, just watching the movie. Or maybe it's a symphony. I wouldn't know. I don't care about the symphonies. Those are symbols and the timbres. I'm just sitting in the balcony on the very last row. I'll hold your hand. This is in the balcony, holding hands in the balcony, just sitting in the balcony on the very last row. Stop loving to watch Bugs Bunny, but he can't take the place of my honey. Just sitting in the bed, just switching in the bed. just a sitting in the balcony on the very last row. Just a hugging and a kissing for me in the very last row.
Johnny presents the Philip Morris Playhouse, produced, edited, and directed by William Spear. Tonight's star, Marlena Dietrich.
This is Johnny, Jolly John, at CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, streaming at CITR.ca, and this is Son of Night Dreams with the Strange Magic. Returning to control room. CITR, Son of Night Dreams. This is the Tanner Manor. And that was Japan Droids. Yeah. I Quit Girls. Thank you, Japan Droids. You're welcome anytime. Just before that, a song called 12 in the Mirror by The Strange Magic. Yes, The Strange Magic. They have a new CD out. It's called Songs to Burn. And you can burn them anytime. You can see them live, for sure, at the Summer of Love. Yes, yours truly, Jolly John, will be hosting the Summer of Love on 4th and Vine, one of many, many stages. And our stage will have some great bands, too. Rhythm Vultures at 11 in the morning, Brainchild at 12 noon, The Strange Magic at 1 in the afternoon, followed by Mike Beddoe's Blues Band at 2, Dust Cover at 3 if you like the Grateful Dead, Susan Jacks at 4 o'clock, and Phil Smith and Corsage at 5 p.m. Okay, just a little earlier on, musically, we had Eddie Cochran. He was sitting in the balcony way back from the late 50s. Actually, I should check out what year was that. Was that 59 or 60? I didn't check. And from 1963, Alan Sherman. Ah, yes. Hello, mother. Hello, father. Alan Sherman, interesting guy, you know. He's been around for a while. Alan Sherman recorded a pair of parodies back in the early years. He worked as a TV gag writer for Jackie Gleason and Milton Berle, and he produced I've Got a Secret, probably the all-time number one quiz show. Did you know that? His album My Son the Folk Singer was an instant bestseller in 1962, and that song Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, A Letter from Camp was a 45 chart buster the next summer of 1963. Well, I wanted to go out to Deer Lake Park Sunday and catch Sonic Youth, but unfortunately I was working, and by the time I got out there it was been too late. And I don't know if I felt like paying $80-something dollars just to see Sonic Youth, but oh well. And they had a bit of problem on Saturday with the lightning and thunder, and I guess it got closed down, so not everybody got to play, apparently. I don't know what Virgin's going to do about not playing it. Maybe they'll get something going later, according to 24 Hours. Sonic Youth has a new CD. Let's check it out right now in Son of Night Dreams.
Gotta go, don't you blow it. Come on, move me to
Just discovered Daniel Johnston, The Devil and Daniel Johnston, a very intriguing DVD. You should check it out. I mean, some people say that he can't sing, but he writes amazing stuff, and whether it's Casper the Friendly Ghost or I'm Nervous or Man Obsessed. Anyway, welcome to my world, Daniel Johnston. Before that, Sonic Youth, Malibu Gas Station. Hey, Jolly John Tanner here, wishing you happy trails from Son of Night Dreams, CITR, and stand by for Radio Free GAC. But right now, it's a great Vancouver Canadian double play, Pointed Sticks and Young Canadians, in memory of Jim Bescott.
T-shirts, well-mannered cardigans, pants, jackets, and underwear.
The Friends of CITR card scores you discounts at Antisocial, Berku's Angels, and Hits Boutique.
Uzbekistan prints or Rajasthan colors.
Support CITR Radio and pick up your card today.
How do you choose which records or which noises and music you're going to play?
If the mission is we want to scare them, you're going to have to say, well, what would scare these people? In Vietnam, there were cases of sounds that I guess you would have to say were imitations of ghost or supernatural.
Could you give me some examples?
What are you so afraid of? So afraid
you
Montecito. What are you so afraid of?
Sebastian, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.